All right, let's unpack this treasure trove of gift ideas for the ACOTAR fan in your life.
Sounds fun.
We're diving deep into this Christmas gift guide.
Okay.
It's from Gooberg Store, and it's all inspired by Sarah J. Maas's A Court of Thorns and Roses series.
Nice.
I'm excited about this one.
Yeah, me too.
There are so many ideas, from jewelry.
Oh, yeah.
To art prints.
Right.
Candles.
Mm-hmm.
Even clothes.
Wow.
So much good stuff.
That's a lot to cover.
Yeah, it is. But don't worry, I've got an expert here to help us sort through everything.
Absolutely. I'm happy to help.
Perfect. So let's just jump right in.
Sounds good.
One of the first things that caught my eye in this gift guide was the replica of Farron Rizin's mating bond ring.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's going to be like a serious statement piece for a diehard fan.
For sure. And it's not just a cool piece of jewelry. You know,
right.
The mating bond in ACOTAR signifies a really profound connection.
Okay.
It's about two souls choosing each other for eternity.
Wow.
So for fans, it really symbolizes that epic, all-consuming love story.
That's at the heart of the series.
Exactly.
So it's not just a ring.
No.
It's a symbol of relationship goals.
Yes.
In the ACOTAR universe.
That's a good way to put it.
Now, beyond the iconic mating bond ring, they also have court-inspired jewelry.
Oh, cool.
I'm picturing like necklaces or earrings with symbols from each court.
Oh, that would be nice.
Like delicate floral designs for the spring court.
Right.
Or something bolder for the night court.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
And you know, that's where the visual richness of the world building really comes in.
Oh, for sure.
Each court has such a distinct aesthetic.
Absolutely.
Spring court is all lush greenery and vibrant colors.
Love it.
While the night court has that like darker, more mysterious vibe.
Yeah, fans love that kind of detail.
They really do.
So these pieces will be a subtle way for fans to kind of show their allegiance to their favorite court.
Totally.
It's like a secret handshake for those in the know.
I like that.
All right, let's shift gears for a second and talk about something I'm personally excited about.
What's that?
The apparel.
Ooh.
The blog post highlights these awesome comfort colors shirts.
Yeah.
Apparently, they're super popular with fans.
Bookish apparel is definitely having a moment.
It is.
And it makes sense for ACOTAR fans.
Really?
It's a way to wear your heart on your sleeve, literally.
Totally.
And connect with other people who just get it.
I love that.
Yeah.
And comfort color shirts, they just have that like cozy, lived-in feel.
Yes.
Which is perfect for curling up with a good book.
For sure.
Especially an ACOTAR book.
Of course.
The blog post specifically mentions a few fan favorites.
Like what?
There's a Bat Boys shirt.
Nice.
Featuring Rysand, Cassian, and Azriel.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
The ultimate heartthrobs of the Night Court.
The best.
And for those who want to rep Velaris,
there's
a Velaris City of Starlight shirt.
Ooh, that sounds pretty.
I know.
I mean, who wouldn't want to wear a reminder of that magical city?
So you're telling me I can literally wear my love for Velaris?
Yes.
I'm sold.
Amazing.
And for like a more subtle nod to the series,
okay,
there's the Reason Fair ACOTAR Book Club shirt.
Oh, cute.
It's like a secret code for fellow fans.
I love that.
I know it's understated, but still shows your dedication.
Yes.
Plus, who doesn't love a good book club?
Exactly.
And they didn't forget about Nesta.
Oh, good.
There's a comfort color shirt dedicated to our favorite fiery warrior queen.
Love her.
The blog post even mentions a Surreal Tico shirt.
Oh, fun.
Which I find absolutely delightful.
Well, it's perfect for those who love the mystical elements of the series.
Totally.
Plus, it's a fun way to show your love for the Surreal, even if their riddles can be a bit tricky.
Okay, so we've established comfort color shirts are a win for pretty much any ACOTAR fan.
Definitely.
They're comfy.
Yeah.
They're stylish. And they let you rep your favorite characters and places.
The zest of all worlds.
But let's move beyond clothing for a moment.
Okay.
What about those ACOTAR-themed candles?
Ooh.
The blog post mentions scent sets inspired by each court.
That's so cool.
I know.
The idea is that each scent captures the essence of the court.
Oh, I like that.
Imagine a spring court candle.
Okay.
With delicate floral scents,
like
jasmine and honeysuckle.
Ooh, nice.
It's a way to bring the atmosphere of the books into your home.
That's such a cool idea.
Yeah.
Like, you could literally light a candle and feel like you're stepping into the spring court.
Exactly.
What about the night court?
Ooh.
What kind of scents would that evoke?
Maybe something deeper and more mysterious.
Okay.
Sandalwood and musk. Perhaps,
with
a hint of spice.
Okay, I'm adding that to my wish list.
Good choice.
Creating a whole sensory experience around the series.
Yeah.
That's next level fandom.
For sure.
Okay, we've covered jewelry,
right.
Clothes, home decor. But the Gooberg Store blog post
Yeah.
It doesn't stop there.
Oh, no.
They even have ideas for those who want to take their fandom
Okay.
beyond just wearing it or displaying it.
Oh, interesting.
They're talking about gifts that encourage a deeper kind of engagement
Okay.
with the series,
I like that. Like what?
like journals and notebooks inspired by the books.
Oh, fun.
Imagine a
Even.
journal like modeled after Fair's sketchbook.
That's a good idea.
It could encourage fans to explore their own creativity,
Oh, totally.
maybe even sketch out their own interpretations of the characters or the world.
Yeah, that's cool.
Instead of just reading about Fair's artistic journey, you get to embark on one yourself.
Right.
And for fans who love a good challenge, there are puzzles,
Oh, neat.
both Jigsaw and 3D,
Huh?
featuring scenes and characters from the books.
That's fun.
I can just picture a group of friends getting together for like a Prithian-themed puzzle night.
That's awesome.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Debating the finer points of Valaris architecture while piecing together the image.
I love it.
That sounds like my kind of party.
That sounds
And
fun.
for those who want a truly special keepsake, there's always the option of a special edition box set
Right.
or a signed copy of one of the books.
Yes.
These are the kind of gifts that become treasured possessions,
Totally.
a tangible link to the author and the world they created.
I agree.
They really do go beyond just being stuff, don't they?
They do.
It's about owning a piece of the story,
Yeah.
something you can like hold and cherish.
Definitely.
And then there's the realm of personalized gifts.
Oh, yeah.
The blog post mentions things like engraved bookmarks with favorite quotes
Ooh, I like
or
that.
custom artwork.
That's cool.
That's where you can really make a gift feel special, right?
Yeah, see.
It shows you've put thought into it
For sure.
and chosen something specifically for that person.
Exactly.
It's about understanding their individual connection to the series.
No way.
What quote resonates with them the most? What scene or character speaks to them on a deeper level?
Totally.
Okay, but let's be honest.
Uh-oh.
We can't talk about ACOTAR gifts without
Yeah.
mentioning the ultimate fandom flex,
Ooh, that's.
officially licensed merchandise.
Oh, of course.
I'm talking about everything from tote bags and phone cases to mugs and even bath products.
Nice.
It's all about those little touches that let you incorporate your love for the series into your everyday life.
Yeah.
Imagine sipping your morning coffee from a mug with the Night Court emblem on it,
Oh, that would be awesome.
or carrying your books around in a tote bag that subtly hints at your obsession with Rhizand.
I love it.
It's all about those subtle cues for fellow fans.
Right.
And let's not forget about self-care.
Okay.
The blog post mentioned floral-scented bath bombs inspired by Fair's favorites.
Oh, that sounds relaxing.
It's a way to pamper yourself while immersing yourself in the world of the books.
That's nice.
That's a brilliant juxtaposition,
It is.
combining the epic battles and courtly intrigue of Prithian with the idea of relaxation and self-care.
I like it.
It's like a mini vacation to Valaris, but in your own bathtub.
Perfect.
And speaking of Valaris,
Yes.
the blog post also mentions skincare gift sets with magical names that feel super luxurious.
Oh, that's fancy.
It's like treating yourself like a member of the Night Court.
I would love that.
I love that.
Me too.
Who wouldn't want to feel like they're indulging in a bit of high fey luxury? It's
Exacto.
a clever way to tie the gift into the world of the books.
Right.
Suddenly, a simple face mask becomes an indulgence worthy of Fair herself.
Totally.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here, from everyday items to special keepsakes and everything in between.
A lot of good stuff.
But we can't forget about the heart of it all.
What's that?
The passionate community that makes up the ACOTAR fandom.
Oh.
The blog post makes a point of highlighting independent artists and creators who
Yeah.
are making amazing things inspired by the series.
I love that.
This is where you can find truly unique and personalized gifts.
For sure.
Etsy,
Yeah.
Redbubble, these platforms are filled with talented artists, creating everything from custom illustrations and jewelry to hand-painted phone cases and even ACOTAR-themed candles.
Oh, wow.
It's like a whole other level of fandom, right?
Definitely.
It's not just about buying merch, it's about supporting fellow fans and their artistic interpretations of the story.
Absolutely.
Exactly. You're not just getting a gift.
Right.
You're getting a piece of someone's passion and creativity.
I love that.
Plus, you're finding something truly unique, something you won't see anywhere else.
Yeah.
It's like owning a little piece of the fandom itself.
That's special.
And to make it even more special,
Okay.
you can personalize these gifts further by incorporating the recipient's favorite quotes from the books.
Oh, that's nice.
Imagine a custom engraved bookmark with a line that speaks directly to their love for rye sand.
Oh, yeah.
Or a piece of artwork featuring their name alongside Fair and the Inner Circle.
That would be amazing.
Those are the kind of details that elevate a gift from thoughtful to truly unforgettable. It shows you understand their connection to the series on like a deeper level.
Yes.
So we've talked about a lot of amazing gift ideas.
We have.
But how do you actually choose the perfect one?
That's the question.
How do you narrow it down amidst this sea of options?
Right.
That's where it gets interesting.
Okay.
It's not just about finding something cool or trendy.
Mm-hmm.
It's about tapping into what makes the recipient's love for Ekotar so special.
I see.
Yeah. It's like we've been saying all along.
Uh-huh.
It's about finding a gift that reflects their individual connection to the series.
Right.
And its characters.
Totally.
Think about who their favorite character is.
Okay.
What aspects of the world resonate with them the most?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of things do they already gravitate towards in their everyday life?
Good question.
So it's like building a profile
right.
of their fandom personality.
Yeah.
Are they all about the epic romance?
Okay.
The fierce warrior vibes?
Mm-hmm.
The intricate world building?
I see.
And then you can use that as a guide to choose a gift that truly speaks to their love for Ekotar.
Absolutely.
Maybe they'd love a piece of jewelry that symbolizes their favorite court.
Right.
Or maybe they'd be more into like a cozy sweatshirt with a quote that resonates with them.
I could see that.
And don't forget about the independent artists.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
You're creating some seriously cool stuff that you won't find anywhere else.
That's true.
It's a great way to find something truly unique and support fellow fans at the same time.
So true.
Plus, you can add those extra touches of personalization.
Yeah.
Like incorporating a favorite quote or character.
Mm-hmm.
It's those little details that make a gift truly special.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've explored a ton of amazing gift ideas.
Yeah, we have.
From the practical to the whimsical.
It's been fun.
But before we wrap up our deep dive into the world of Ekotar gifting.
Yes.
Is there anything else that stands out from the Gooberk store blog post?
Let me think.
I mean, anything we haven't touched on yet?
Oh, you know, they did have one last suggestion that I thought was quite clever.
What's that?
They suggest considering the recipient's favorite character.
Okay.
And thinking, what would that character choose as a gift?
Oh, that's brilliant.
I know, right?
Like stepping into their favorite character's shoes.
Exactly.
And seeing the gift through their eyes.
Uh-huh.
If you were Rysand, would you go for a bold statement piece or something more subtle and meaningful? Would Fair choose a gift that inspires creativity or one that celebrates the beauty of Valaris?
Oh, good questions.
It's a fun thought experiment.
It is.
That can lead you to some really unique and personalized gift ideas.
Definitely.
That's such a great tip.
Yeah.
It takes the guesswork out of it and adds a whole new layer of thoughtfulness to the process.
Holy.
And who knows, maybe some of these gifts will unlock a bit of Prithian magic in your own life.
Ooh, maybe.
Perhaps a sprinkle of fairy dust.
I hope so.
Or a whisper of wind from the Valaris rooftops.
I like it.
The possibilities are endless.
They are.
So until our next deep dive.
Okay.
Happy gifting.
Have fun.
May your journey through the world of Ekotar be filled with wonder and delight.
Yes.
And remember, the perfect gift is out there waiting to be discovered.
I agree.
See you next time.